There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
A deal with Iran, more quicksand in Yemen. Some of what we'll be gabbing about during this hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, the skipper of this ship as we navigate through our own troubled waters. In Indiana, the governor there, Mike Pence, wishes he didn't have Twitter, Instagram, and email. He is getting pummeled in all directions. You want to know why? It has to do with this law. The governor is defending a new state law that's really spread like wildfire across the nation about what it could ultimately lead to, and that's the big D word that nobody wants to hear about, and that's discrimination. Governor Pence says, no, it's a confusion. He was part of the Sunday swirl, that's what I like to call the talking heads all over the tube on Sunday to talk about politics, to bloviate about the issues. But Mike Pence really had no idea what was going to hit him square in the head when he pushed that law last week. And here's ultimately what is at the heart of it. It's a new religious freedom restoration law. And he says, look, I support the law. I'm not going to change it. He said, I want to clarify it. It's about protecting religious liberty of people of faith and families of faith across the country. That's what it's about. So the Federal Religious Freedom Act was signed into law about 20 years ago. You knew that, right? And you know who signed that into law? President Bill Clinton. It was supposed to lay out kind of a little bit of a framework for making sure that scrutiny was doled out when government actions, imagine that, actually trample on Americans' religious activities. So he's saying, Clinton put that law in. That's what that law was about. My law, our law in this state, in Indiana, is the same version. It's the same version that President Obama voted for while he was a state senator in Illinois. He said, I was proud to sign it into law. He says, this law is not to discriminate against anyone in the LGBT community at all, but to empower anybody when they believe that the government is hurting them, trampling on their constitutional rights, freedom of religion. But see, here's the problem. There was Hobby Lobby, remember that? With Obamacare, and Hobby Lobby filed a suit, and it went all the way up the flagpole, and that was about a federal law requiring it to provide contraception coverage, remember, for its employees in the insurance policies? Well, Pence said, look, this isn't about discrimination. This is about empowering people on government overreach. That's all it is. But Stephanopoulos tried to really pin him down to the mat like a wrestler on the position that the law makes it legal for businesses to refuse service to gay couples. Remember, we've seen that crop up a few times in the United States when somebody wants to get married, they want to order a cake, and the bakery refuses. And in fact, Stephanopoulos, because I happen to actually see this a lot, asked him not once, not twice, not three times. He asked him six times if it was discriminatory. He was going to make sure he was going to get that answer. He did. He asked him six times. And, of course, I get it because he wanted an answer to the question that everybody is thinking. And he's saying no, that it is. He kind of danced around it but said no in his own way, that it's not a license to discriminate, that that's not what it is. It's about government overreach. But he did say he's not going to push for protection of homosexual rights to be included as part of the bill. He said it's not on any agenda. It doesn't have anything to do with that law. It's nothing about individual rights, or preferential rights for anyone. It's not about that. That's not what it is. So what's interesting is Pence was on, and then Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, popped on the show, and he said that as the governor is going back two decades to, he says, justify the action, but it might raise questions. And so he said he's in damage control. Well, gee, obviously he's in damage control because people are bombarding him, the governor of Indiana. But now there's calls to boycott Indiana. And there's where Josh Earnest did kind of a dance because he's the mouthpiece for the administration. And he was asked whether the president would avoid Indiana, and he wouldn't really answer that question. So what, everyone's going to avoid Indiana now? And there have been protests. The Final Four in college hoops is going to be played there. And everybody's headed there in the next couple of days. They talked about, well, what if we pulled it? There's no way they could pull that at the last second. So what the law is about and how it's going to be interpreted is going to be pretty interesting to watch, you know, how that happens. I mean, because think about this. There are things that could happen with people based on religion, you know, automatically going to gay rights. Think about religious freedoms and what could happen with that. And what possibly somebody could say in a store. And there probably is some vague generalities that may pinch them in Indiana in the end. But I really am going to go with this with Pence. I'm going to say he wasn't thinking that. I really don't think they were thinking that. Because the issues that have cropped up about wedding cakes and those kind of things and refusing service to gay couples had been far and few in between, but there weren't in Indiana, to my knowledge. I don't have any stories of anything like that happening in Indiana. I don't think they were thinking that. I don't think they sat down and said, okay, like, let's see the interpretation of this law. I really do think that this was about, okay, this is how we feel as a Republican, states' rights, federal overreach, not good. Look what happens. Taking nativity scenes, doing other things like that to the opposite side, meaning on the religious side, some of the things that have happened about taking, you can't say under God when you do the Pledge of Allegiance and some of that. I think really it was directed in that direction. That's why I believe him when he was saying the thing about families and faith. I truly think that more than anything, that's what the target was. That's it. I don't think the target at all. I don't think the thought was, I honestly, I'm not being naive. I don't think that this had anything to do with the gay community. But as in any law, it can be interpreted in a lot of different ways. And I guess that's the logic behind it. That the logic is, well, okay, so what happens if that starts to happen? What happens if a private business owner refuses to serve somebody? Well, I mean, here's the thing. They already do that. You know, do you ever go any place where you say, oh, no coat, can't serve you, no shoes, no hat on your head? Maybe it's because I live in the Lone Star State. You actually see that, which they don't know your sexual orientation. There's no tie, too bad. We're old school. You're not getting in here. And I know that's a bizarre, extreme example in a way, but a private business owner has the right to serve you or not. What if they decided that they didn't want to serve you just because of whatever reason? You were too loud. You weren't being the way they wanted you to be toward the waitress or something. Of course, monetarily, you would think it would hurt them, and that's not the object, especially of restaurants. Stay with us. We're talking about, Yemen next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. And did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fire still alight. Running into the night, there's too many men, too many people, making too many problems. I'm not much love to go around. Can't see this in the land of confusion. Well, this is the world we live in, and these are the hands we're given.
This is a war to protect the people of Yemen and defend its legitimate government from a group that is allied and supported by Iran and Hezbollah. But I wouldn't call it a proxy war because we are doing this to protect Yemen.
All right, that's the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. and discussing Yemen. So what do we do with yet another checkered country in the Middle East? Well, it's not something new. We know that Yemen has been terrible. We've lost CIA agents in Yemen in a terrible attack a handful of years ago. So how far can we spread ourselves? I mean, at some point do we say this is an Arab world problem and they need to deal with it themselves? Let them deal with it. I mean, hey, we're here. We're the world's cops that everybody wants to beat up on in the end anyway. But let's put that cynicism aside. I'm putting it aside. Can you feel it? There it goes. And here's the thing. I mean, seriously, can we afford to now be all tangled up in this? And unfortunately, Yemen now for a long time, well over 8 years, maybe even before that, but definitely in the last decade, it's become the training ground, the hornet's nest for the worst of the worst, of Al-Qaeda, certainly. But splinter groups, who knows, ISIS, it's not a safe place. Of course it's not a safe place. That's why so many of our diplomats were told to get out of there now. But we're still discussing what needs to happen in Yemen. What do we need to do? Boots on the ground? The proverbial boots on the ground, I think we need to leave packed up in the closet. At some point, we got to take care of what's happening here and focus on our own troubles and worries. I mean, I don't think you want to be an isolationist country. I don't think so. Because frankly, I mean, now terror is everywhere around us. And the idea is whack-a-mole, stop one sector, stop one group, look and make sure that you have a big enough net to try to catch those who might crawl through in it before it's too late. So we can't be ignorant to that. But at the same time, how deep do we go with all of our investments in the nefarious things that are happening in which Middle East country? And so now we're dealing with Yemen. I mean, think about this. Syria and ISIS and the quest to take up chunks of Syria and more in Iraq. After all of that investment in that country, the blood, the sweat, and the tears, and where is that going? And now we're talking about what's happening in Yemen. And it's beyond dangerous. It's beyond the worst of the worst because of the capabilities of the people who were there. And then you have this story while you try to figure out, okay, here's what we're thinking with Yemen. You have this story about Bashar al-Assad, the Syrian president, who was on 60 Minutes and says he's willing to discuss his country's civil war, his ongoing civil war with the U.S., but's not going to even entertain the possibility of stepping down because Washington wants him to. And while that's going on, and you've got ISIS saying they're getting stronger in numbers, even though we've got these air attacks going on, you have the more debauchery of that group where they beheaded 8 Shiites in Syria. So nothing is really deterring them. They find a way to get through. I think they're just like cockroaches and they're spread out so much that maybe the group may be little in one place or a smaller group in another place, but they've exploded. And when I use that analogy of cockroaches, you know, you turn on the light and the cockroaches run, and there could be a pile of them, and they're in 50 different directions. That's what it is. They could be small groups, because that way the airstrikes don't affect them as much, and also they're able to attack using social media and looking at key points, weaknesses where they can find them, and then if they need to rally more, they rally more. So think about the Middle East. And if you're looking at a map of the Middle East, now you've got Yemen so much in play, too. So how much can you invest in the situation in Yemen? But yet you can't afford to completely, you can't ignore it. It really is a wicked game. That's why forever I've dubbed the Middle East, the quicksand of the Middle East. You get sucked into one place and you're practically covered over and somebody pulls you out at the last minute and then you're back into another place, another country, another cesspool of would-be terrorists or those that are terrorists trying to recruit others. It's brutal. And you wonder, with a couple of moves in one or another direction, decades ago, could we have done anything differently? Or the philosophy is, because we jumped into the middle of so much of what's happening in the Middle East, if we had stayed out of it and let the Arab nation police themselves and do it, would we be feeling the backlash or no? In other words, if we're out of it, are we the target? I think we still would be targeted somewhat because of the whole love of Western culture and say whatever they want, but how come hijackers are with prostitutes and strippers and taking part in gaming and wearing whatever the latest fashion is of our culture, and they're living it up. They are living the dream until they get the call that they need to be rallied and go off and commit whatever it is. Even when they found Osama bin Laden, remember the kind of things that he had where he was holed up in his compound. Very westernized. We hate the West, but we like everything else that you have to offer there. So we're going to watch your television shows, and we're going to take in everything that we can that we think is desirable about the West, but totally crucify you and say you're immoral and bankrupt and everything else in so many other ways. So on this show, we've had plenty of incredible scholars, people schooled in the Middle East, people who spent time there, including Bob Ney, who spent a lot of time in Iran. Because the other part of this is the Iran thing is now at a crescendo. It's at the point where it's either going to go one way or the other. In other words, you have the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, heading into this week saying, I think there's serious doubts about reaching any kind of a nuclear deal with Iran. And this deadline is game on. Then you have Netanyahu, newly elected again for the fourth time as the Prime Minister of Israel, saying Iran's trying to conquer the entire Middle East. And it's interesting. Do you think Iran is trying to conquer the entire Middle East? And you know what? I agree with Bibi. I've always thought that. Remember, there were warheads when we were fighting in Iraq that were coming through Iraq courtesy of Iran. You want to find out what they're really doing? You trace every possible dollar you can along with weaponry, and then you get a better sense of what's happening there. So it's become more frantic with these nuke talks, because you got this deadline that's happening. And trust me, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, this is his move. This is his big busta move. He wants it to happen because he's the one who's in the middle of this. He's the one trying to make that deal. How many times have they met over the weekend in Switzerland trying to work it out? Is there going to be a deal, or is it going to all blow up? We're watchdogging it throughout the week. Stay with us.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
To have Dr. Mitchell Gaynor on with us. You know, I could list his resume. It would take us this entire hour, which is a terrific thing. He definitely has an incredibly impressive resume, no question about it. He's an assistant attending physician, a doc at New York Presby Hospital. I've been there. It's a great hospital. And he's got a book called Gene Therapy Plan. Dr. Mitch, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
So, you know, we look at cancer, and every day we hear different things about what we should and shouldn't do. I did a speech one time just to see what would happen. I was talking about cancer and all of us that have been touched our lives in some way by cancer. And you know, Doc, and I'm sure you won't be shocked by this, by the end of the speech, every single person in the room had stood up. I said, you know, did you have a neighbor that had cancer, a family member? Have you had cancer? So we know that this is one of the things that we all dread hearing about the big C, and we can't get enough information, I think, about what's available, what kind of treatments are there as far as cancer is concerned, and what about the risks? And one of the things that's talked about a lot is weight, and that I just read a story, in fact, that obesity raises a woman's cancer risk by 40%. So have you seen this again and again, evidence of that?
Absolutely. You know, that fact is true. And, you know, up until recently, we've been living in a country, if this wasn't bad enough, where one in three people were going to hear the words, you have cancer, in their lifetime. Now the risk has gone up to one in two. And a report just came out of England. It's the same over there. So, you know, literally 50% of the population is going to have some form of cancer at some point in their lifetime. I mean, if that's not an epidemic, I don't know what is. And you know, part of what I talk about in the gene therapy plan is how there's so many factors that correlate with inflammation and gene expression in cancer, in premature aging, in obesity, in diabetes, and in heart disease. And you really, you have to look at what's happened with our diet, you know, over the last several decades. We've gone more toward fast food, processed food, refined sugar, refined flour, heat-damaged oils. But what we didn't know until more recently is that these all negatively affect the expression of literally thousands of genes in our body that have to do with our health. And everybody knows they receive half their genes from their mother, half from their father, and they think that their destiny is fixed. You know, if you had a family history of cancer or being overweight or premature aging or Alzheimer's, that there wasn't much you could do about it. But the opposite is true, because there's a field called epigenetics. Epi means above. It's above the genome. So you can control gene expression for good or for harm, depending on what you're putting in your body.
So, and boy, that was just a mouthful of information that I hope a lot of people paid attention to. And you said it, you laid it out for us, Doc. There's no question the processed foods, we've heard that, and the sugars, but yet people continue to ignore it. And do you think it's because we're about convenience? And so, hey, if I'm healthy, I don't want to hear that. I got my hand, my head in the sand. I'm not so worried about growing an organic garden. And yeah, I'll eat good here and there, but it, yeah, I like pizza. I like fast food. I like just, you know, I'm running around like a crazy maniac in my career, so I don't have time to deal with that. Is that, would you like to shake people upside down and say, boy, you got to pay attention to this?
Well, it's even more than that, is people don't realize how good they can feel. And it doesn't cost anymore, and it doesn't take any more time to eat more healthy and to eat for gene expression than it does to go out and buy from the vending machine some packaged donuts and a soda in the middle of the afternoon, because all that does is set up a vicious cycle. It creates something called insulin resistance, and the insulin resistance means your body makes more insulin, it drops your blood sugar, and then you feel hungry all the time for the worst types of foods. And I also talk about a lot of different recipes, a lot of different menu plans for things to help a couple of hormones that a lot of people haven't heard of. One's called leptin. Leptin is known as the hunger hormone. It's made by fat cells, and it makes you feel full. But what happens is, with a lot of the negative foods that we're putting in our body, we get leptin insensitive. In other words, you make the leptin, but you don't feel the effect of it. So again, you're constantly hungry. And another hormone called adiponectin, which creates new fat cells. So, you know, there are several things that we need to be conscious of, and it's so easy to incorporate these in our diet. One is detoxification. When people think of detox, maybe they're thinking, you know, of a juice fast or something like that. When I talk about detoxification on a gene expression level, I'm talking about putting foods in your body, nutrients that literally increase the gene expression of detoxifying enzymes. So detoxifying enzymes are found in every organ system in your body, in your lungs, that would break down the carcinogens that you breathe, in your gut and in your liver, through they break down the carcinogens that we ingest, in the skin. So these detoxifying enzymes are very diet dependent. So one of the most powerful things you can do to increase the body's production of detoxifying enzymes is cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage. Also, kale has a lot of something called sulforaphane. Sulforaphane increases the production of these detoxifying enzymes. And this isn't some theoretical, you know, hypothesis. This has been proven. There was a study actually out of Johns Hopkins that compared women with and without up breast cancer, and they found that women with the lowest levels of the most important detoxifying enzyme had a fourfold increased risk of developing breast cancer.
Wow.
Other foods that will increase detox enzymes are beets. Beets are loaded with something called betalins. They increase insulin sensitivity, increase detox enzymes. Cilantro is a great detoxifier. The seeds from that are called coriander. They induce detoxifying enzymes, help remove heavy metals from the body. And then there are things like avocado. Avocado is a profound anti-inflammatory, increases detoxifying enzymes, and it's also very high in fiber. And people that consume avocado regularly have less of an appetite because it improves leptin sensitivity, helps you detoxify. So all these things work in conjunction.
Wow, that is great. Broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, all of those things that you mentioned. And the cilantro, too. That was great because I never heard that about cilantro. So that's something else that all of you listening could certainly throw into your diet. I wanted to throw this at you, too, just quickly. And I'll have you back on another time and we'll dive deeper into this. But a lot of people are wearing their computers. You know, there's the big Apple, the Apple Watch that's coming out. And people are excited about that, and we're just glued to all these devices. And there was something in the New York Times the other day about all these wearable devices that the conversation is it really safe for us to use them or not? Could it give us cancer when you're running around with Samsung, Apple, whatever it is on your wrist? Does it give enough radiation off that it could lead to cancer, brain tumors, or other health problems? What do you think, Doc?
Well, I think people have to use common sense, and by common sense, I'll tell you what I tell my patients. You should definitely, you know, people are going to use cell phones, but you should definitely use either the speaker or use a hands-free device, because distance makes all the difference in the world, and I'm not even talking about a lot of distance. You know, a lot of the kids today, they're putting, cell phones in their pocket. You know, a lot of girls are putting them in their bras. That's very close to reproductive organs and things like that. That is, I think, not a good idea. And, you know, the other thing that I think people can do is, you know, turn off their wireless devices at night. And you just don't want to have it right up necessarily next to your ear. You can have a hands-free device because the studies have been conflicting. There was a very large French study that suggested there was an increased risk of brain tumors for people that use cell phones a lot. Yet there was a Danish study actually that looked at 360,000 cell phone users. They did not find any increase incidence of brain tumors, but I think people have to use common sense. You know, the wearables are concerning only because, you know, they're closer to the body, and people are still going to have their smartphones. They're still going to be carrying around their tablets, and you know, these things are cumulative, and I think people just have to realize that, you know, it's the total dose, and it's the dose over time. And, you know, when you put something directly on your body, that's obviously going to increase your exposure.
Yep, yep. Great advice. Dr. Mitch, pick up the book, because you were talking about recipes and all this great information. Gene Therapy Plan. Love it. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
all you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get
the last horse out of the gate at the Kentucky Derby. Yep, that's coming up. Would you believe it? A month from now, the Kentucky Derby. So as we round that third and fourth turn here on America Tonight, it's not so much about horses. It's about college hoops, March Madness, bracket craziness. Did you fill out one of the, were you one of the people who filled out one of those brackets? I've run into so many people that just filled in brackets and feel like they got really lucky and hit the lottery because they guessed correctly. And if you had Michigan State in overtime, woohoo! We have people listening in Michigan, to beat Louisville 76-70 in overtime. Oh yeah, you were in the money. Tom Izzo. It's tough to go against him, the coach of the Spartans. And then Duke gets by Gonzaga 66-52. Gonzaga had a great run in the tournament, but, you know, Coach K is now into his 12th Final Four. And Kentucky and Wisconsin already on the other side. So now we have the Final Four is set. Somebody will be crowned champion. If Kentucky does win, ultimately they become the first team since 1976, which would be Indiana, to have a perfect season. You know how much basketball that is, friends? Even if you don't like basketball, can you appreciate 40 straight wins? I love history, and I love nuggets of history, and that is one fat nugget. If they have 40 straight wins, that is saying something, especially in today's climate. And with some of the opponents that Kentucky has in a very, very tough conference in college hoops. Matt, you are doing that bracket thing. Are you still alive in any of the brackets?
Not really. I do have Kentucky and Duke in the final in two of my brackets, but unfortunately the rest of the Final Four didn't make the party, so it's probably not going to be a winning year for me.
No, it's really tough. I mean, that's why you pay attention. It's one and done, and I mean, look at Gonzaga. They go all the way through, almost made it, and how about Michigan State? There they are again, and you know, Wisconsin back to where they were last year. It was tough. Some of these teams that went down, you know, we had some close basketball games. There was nothing like, I think, the hoop on Saturday night was incredible. I mean, the finish of some of those games, the Kentucky finish was, I mean, that was wild to see that. Couple of free throws, and it goes in a different direction, and Notre Dame's in that position.
Yeah, definitely. And even Wisconsin, North Carolina Thursday, I think that was, actually.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
I mean, North Carolina was in control of that game with about a minute left, or it was about minute 30, and then they were making some bad plays, and Wisconsin was hitting their free throws, and they end up pulling away.
Yep. And now the question is, and you heard me say that, does Kentucky win this, or does Wisconsin pull up an upset? Well, an upset in a way. I mean, last year they lost by 1 point, the two teams met, and it was just 1 point. Wisconsin almost beat them. So they're capable of beating them. Do you think when you look at Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State, Wisconsin, who would you say wins of those four teams? Kentucky?
I'd still say Kentucky. Sometimes these teams, and they just came off like a big blowout win against West Virginia. So I think maybe they got their hopes, confidence boosted, and then they came in and were brought back down to earth against Notre Dame. So maybe they'll be more focused now, won't just think they can run over Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think that there'll be close games, but Kentucky it seems like the water boy could come in and do something there. I mean, they're so loaded, they from top to bottom, and they got a scare, but then they come off of that and they've had some blowouts, and you were talking about that. I like Kentucky as the team of destiny.
And I think it would be pretty exciting for college basketball to have Kentucky versus Duke. You'd have
school hoop.
Well, and then all these freshmen that are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Duke, they have Tyus Jones, who's from here, Minnesota, Apple Valley. Jahlil Okafor, who is probably going to be the first or second pick. And then all the guys on Kentucky, they have the Fab Five freshmen pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like that idea, too. I agree with you. We'll see how this winds down, but it's pretty exciting stuff. I mean, just from the perspective of the whole bracket hoopla, it's brilliance. It's brilliance because so many people are paying attention to college hoops that they normally wouldn't be. And you know this. You're not following college hoops all year long, are you, Matt?
Not really. I follow, the Gophers here in Minnesota. I'll watch their games. And then, I'll check out a couple other Big Ten games because they're on. And then if you have a premier matchup, maybe. But there's so many other sports going on during the year.
No kidding.
It's kind of hard to just sit there on, a Friday night and take in whatever college basketball game's on TV. I think it's more of a, it's definitely, after the Super Bowl, your eyes just focus on the NCAA basketball because then they're having the conference tournaments, and then you get into the big dance, the March Madness, and that's when all eyes are on it. I think, who was it, TBS? They had a record ratings for, what game was that? The Duke and, who did Duke play?
the last Duke
was it Duke
matchup?
I can't remember. They had some record. It was on TBS. I think it was Friday night. They said they had like 14 some million people. It's the highest like program ever on their network, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. That is huge.
Yeah.
Yep, so just like I said, it just goes to show that people are paying attention. I know you would find this interesting. I'm a person who likes hockey, and I used to really, really be in hockey. If I had more time, I probably would be more on top of it. But, Matt, would you be surprised to learn, out of 32 helmets that are in the marketplace right now, they tested them at Virginia Polytech. They tested and they said 9 failed to earn a single star on a 5-star scale and were classified as not recommended. And they're talking about that more than a quarter of all helmets worn by hockey players from the NHL to youth leagues are unsafe. The ESPN did an outside the lines on it, and they said the ability to reduce the concussion risk is not good. And when you think of what happened in football with concussions and now the conversation about that, it's interesting because in hockey, my uncle played for the Philadelphia Flyers. He was a goaltender. And you're talking about slap shots sometimes that are close to 100 miles an hour in his day. And they wore just a tiny piece of plastic over their face. And now they have these amazing giant helmets that they wear, which hopefully they're not on this terrible list of the helmets that the players are wearing. But when they say that it's not recommended and they talk about these concussions, because hockey is one of those sports and about 2 million-plus Americans play hockey, and they actually have a higher rate of concussions than any other sport, which I had no idea. But it makes sense when you think about defensemen and checking and falling on the ice and all of that. I could certainly see how the concussion rate would be higher, but because not as many people are talking about hockey, you don't have as much of a conversation as that. So, you know, the helmet can cushion a blow, but there's still debate anyway over where your head hits and what happens there with what's inside and how you bounce back from it. It's the helmet-to-helmet collisions and how especially younger players skate and how they check with their heads up and the pushes to eliminate fighting. But the problem is the fighting is what gets people riled up in the professional game. You know, they play Pat Benatar's song from the 80s, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and everybody in the arena jumps up, and then they talk about how they want to do away with fighting, but that's not realistic, is it? All right, there's lots of ways to get to this show, and you know them, I think, by now, but all roads lead through AmericaTonight.net. You can hook up with us on Facebook, on Twitter, and send us your thoughts, of course, anytime. And usually we'll have what you missed or two posted up. So if there's things you missed specifically on the show, you can look them up. You can also get the back feed. In other words, you missed a show and you want to hear it, you can download it. Go to GCNLive.com. Yo, yo, thanks for listening, everybody.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call
Call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.